BBC World Service, this is Joe Parsons with the latest sport. Football's English Premier League title could be decided in the next few hours when the leaders Manchester United host second place Chelsea. Despite having trailed United by 15 points at one stage, Chelsea have the chance to overtake them by winning at Old Trafford. United, though, beat the Blues home and away in the European Champions League recently, and that experience gives Rio Ferdinand and Ryan Giggs plenty of confidence.
If we play to that level of performance, you know, it'll be a very difficult team to beat. So, yeah, I mean, the benchmark is there, and, you know, we've got to try and keep that benchmark, if not, you know, play a little bit better.
We've beaten the last two times we played against them, which was nice, but this will be different. It's another big, massive cup final, really. And I don't think it will complete the season, cup final, really. And I don't think it will complete the season. But it'll have a big say in where the title does go. But there's two other big games after that with teams that are fighting for their life after this game on Sunday before the title's decided where it goes.
Well, Chelsea know that if they lose, United will be champions in all but name with a six-point lead and two games remaining. Win, however, and they'll lead the table on goal difference. So will Chelsea recall Fernando Torres to the starting lineup? Boss Carlo Ancelotti thinks team attitude rather than team selection will decide the outcome.
This game will be decided through the courage of the player, through the personality, through the character. We don't have to be worried. You don't have to be afraid about this. You have to play at your best with courage and with personality. So the shape 4-4-2 or 4-3-3 is not so important, I think.
And there'll be full second-half commentary from Old Trafford in an extended edition of Sports World from 15 hours GMT. There's also still a slim chance Arsenal could be champions, but they need to win at Stoke later and hope Chelsea beat Manchester United. Wolves have moved out of the bottom three following their 3-1 win over West Brom. West Ham are at the foot of the table with Blackpool and Wigan 3 points above them. In boxing, Manny Pacquiao has retained his WBO welterweight title with a convincing points win over Shane Mosley in Las Vegas, but it was a far from scintillating performance from the world's best pound-for-pound fighter, as Mike Costello reports.
Well, it's not often that a Manny Pacquiao fight is accompanied by booing, and although he ran out a convincing winner, the Filipino lacked his usual sparkle. In truth, Shane Mosley didn't take too many chances and seemed intent only on frustrating Pacquiao, which he did for much of the fight. Mosley was floored in the third round by a right-left combination, but Pacquiao was unable to maintain the kind of tempo that might have brought about a more impressive victory. Every fighter has an off night, even legends like Pacquiao.
Mike Costello reporting there. And finally, they're at just after half distance in the Turkish Grand Prix in Istanbul. The world champion Sebastian Vettel in Red Bull leads from the Ferrari of Fernando Alonso. Mark Webber in the other Red Bull is in third place at the moment. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.